Farce when I come to Glasgow, the Highland troops were all before me, and the bonniest lass in the tower I saw, she lived in Glasgow, they called her Peggy. Their chief did meet her feather soon, and Abbot he was wondrous angry. He said, "You man talk my oxen and kye, but you manna talk my bonny Peggy. I had your tongue, you get all man, for I've got coos and yows already. I come not to see your oxen or kye, but I will pay your bonny Peggy." He set her on his gate black horse, and he himself on a fine grey naggy, and there were many miles to the north, and then were them but the bonny Peggy. And I've got now 1,000 sheep, I'd grazing on the hill, say bonny, and ilk 100 a shepherd has, although I be but a healing laddie. Fox and sheep are good and good enough, but corn stacks are mickle better, and they will stand in the drift and the snow, when the sheep will dee with the wind and the weather. But I've got 50 acre of land, and it's all plowed and sown already. I am Lord Donald of the Isles, and why shouldn't Peggy be called my lady? And seeing all yon castles and towers, the sun shines on, say, bright and bonny. I am Lord Donald of the Isles, and I think I'll mark ye as blithe as oil.